Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
What's up, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Life Unapologetic with Athena. I wanna shout out my wisdom listeners who are coming in to join for this episode. We are doing another story time episode. We're going to be looking at from mystical to message and everything in between. We definitely have been doing this story time series where we have been really learning about the different ways that God is speaking in the year 2022, speaking in our different seasons, our different situations and circumstances. And so I'm excited to be back. I know that we were trying to do an everyday type of thing, but life happens, right? Shift happens. Shift, not the bad word, but shift happens. And we just have to learn how to shift and pivot with the different ebbs and flows of life. So I'm super excited to be back. Another reason why I'm excited to do this episode this morning and just kind of be back on these audio platforms, I really took a break last week and just rested. I really took a break and allowed myself to not feel obligated, if that makes sense, to not feel obligated to do anything that I didn't want to necessarily do, not necessarily want to do, but didn't necessarily need to do. And so it felt good to kind of just recalibrate. But in doing that, I remembered the reason why I created my podcast, why I decided to get on this mountain called media, and why I decided to kind of live my life out loud. And of course, the podcast is called Unapologetically Unashamed, right? Which is one of the names. The name of the podcast is Life Unapologetic with Athena, which came out of a huge project that I did called Unapologetically Unashamed Presents Relational Breakdowns. And so out of that, I learned to just be unapologetic about who I am, the things that I've experienced, and my journey. And I think that's important because so many of us get lost or trapped in apologizing for who we are, what we've been through, what we're going through, where we are, so that we can fit into these different circles or these different demographics of people. Let me get my words together. And we begin to really feel like we have to apologize for our bad decisions, our poor decisions, our unclear decisions that may have led us to where we are today, may possibly be things that we're working out today. And we just continuously feel like we have to be in a particular person or people's good graces to feel validated in who we are and our identity. And so just last week really gave me some time to come back to being unapologetically me, to really living my life unapologetically, but only apologetic unto the Lord in areas that I need and have to be, but in regards to society, people, places, and things, completely unapologetic. And so let's jump into today's read. It's titled, and we're going to go through some different sections, but this first section is titled From Mystical to Message. This has been a phenomenal read and just an experience with you all to really explore, God, how are you talking? Like, how are you speaking to us in 2022 in the month of May, right? The 16th day of May. How are you talking? Are we missing it? Are we not seeing it? Are we not being expectant? Are we not being intentional enough? Another thing that I was exploring this week was my why. Right? What is my why? Sometimes we just have to go back and just relook at some stuff, right? Pull up old journal notes or just be still. Like, just be still. I did nothing profound this weekend and last week other than watching television. Yeah, that was my whole spiritual awakening. Was just living life with my family, literally. Nothing hugely spiritual, nothing super deep, just learning to get back to Athena's everyday. What does that look like? Cleaning my house, feeding my family, doing things with them, sitting on the couch, watching a movie, having conversation with them, really brought things back to my center. Like, I feel so recalibrated by not over spiritualizing things. And I feel like that's what God is trying to get through this story time, is we don't have to overdo it. Like, he's not so deep in some areas that we have to have all of this rigid activities or these rigid traditions in order to hear from him. And another thing, that getting back to my why, what I found was, why do I do recordings like this? Why do I have a podcast? Why do I come on Wisdom? Why do I have YouTube broadcasts? Why do I have a virtual academy? Why am I on the radio? Because I love walking people through what no one could help me figure out. I remember a time where I was so frustrated about not being able to hear the still small voice of God. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but everybody talks about the still small voice. And if you're like me and you had never heard the still small voice, then you begin to think that something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with your ability. Maybe you're not good enough. Maybe God doesn't see you. Maybe he's not interested in you, because you can't necessarily hear this audible still small voice. And that can be a little bit tormenting, especially if you are in a community where everyone else seems to get it but you. And so what God was reminding me this weekend and last week was, Athena, you have the influence on demographics that I've assigned you to, because you're able to make it practical. You're able to reach in a way that helps individuals understand that it is obtainable to hear from me and move from me in ways just by reading this book, right? Another thing, and I promise I'm going to get to the book, I promise, but I thought this was super interesting this weekend. I had experienced some really heavy rejection this month, the month of May, end of last month into this month, some really heavy rejection by people in the church, okay? We like to call that church hurt. And so experiencing this level of heavy rejection, I kept replaying some of the negative conversations I had from people who were questioning my journey, questioning my identity, questioning my why, as if me answering their questions validated their salvation, right? You know, the religious ideologies that people walk in still today. And I remember kind of feeling the pain this weekend of what that felt like to have to walk through that. It really caused me to kind of close off. It caused me to kind of shut down in some areas. I fought it. I fought the depression. I fought the anxiety. I fought the need to self-isolate, but I still experienced it. And so as I was just kind of just meditating this weekend and just being still, I began to think about the individuals who I felt the rejection come from. And I began to think about how influential they are, yet still religious. And I was like, God, what is this? Like, where is this coming from? Why is it that a lot of times we feel like we're in such a place that we have the right, the authority, and the ability to pass judgment, to bring about division, to categorize or to segregate individuals, because we feel like we hear from God, we have a call, we have a title, by some respects allows you the ability to diminish others. And I said, God, what is this? Like, I need practicality to this, because I'm not going to keep rewinding and replaying. I don't do that. That's pretty much torture. But I do like to understand and have language for the emotions and for what comes as an aftermath of emotions, situations, circumstances, or experiences. And I heard the word love. And I said, okay, you know, we talk about the love of God. We talk about loving your neighbor as yourself. We talk about the importance of love. I promise this is not the direction I thought I was going this morning, but I guess I have to share this. And what God began to show me is, do we understand love? I'm gonna just let that sit for a minute. Do we understand love? We say we do. We say, I love you, right? We say we know the love of God. We say that we've experienced the love of God. But as Holy Spirit was talking to me this weekend and instilling that question in my spirit, do we understand love? Like practically, do we understand what love is? Do we understand the meaning of love? Or are we moving in our own ideology of what love is? Are we moving in our own thoughts of what love is based on experiences that we have categorized as love, being in love, being out of love, being not loved? But have we taken time to really study love? And that's what I did this weekend. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, you can't just drop that on me and not give me the resources by which I can begin to understand love. And so he led me, like he always does, to some amazing resources, very difficult reads in the sense that it challenges your ideology, your perspective, your mindset, your perceptions on the subject matter. And so I'm studying some of this material where some individuals who were led by the Holy Spirit did some really in-depth research and study, both science, psychologically, ideologies, etc., to really give language to the word love. I feel like the reason why we're experiencing such division between man and God still today, between the church and the world, is because we walk around with a false perspective of the understanding of love. I feel like most people who say, I can't hear God's voice for myself, I don't know if I know God, I don't know if God hears me, I don't know if I'm praying right, I don't know if I'm doing this right, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this in order to be righteous, to be saved, to be holy, to be considered a believer, is all because I believe this today, May 16th, my newfound understanding is that we truly don't understand love. That's been something huge for me in my journey, which is the reason why I started my podcast, was because I remember a time I didn't understand relationship. I didn't fully embrace intimacy. And it was because of the negative experiences that I had over a period of time in my life. And I remember going to God privately and dedicating a span of time to truly get to know the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God in the context of relationship. And what is blowing my mind, even as of this weekend, is that I'm still in that process of learning true intimacy and relationship, true identity, and as of this weekend, really learning love. How many of us have been through some really hard knock things in our life, in our lives, experiences, and in our journey, where if we really stop and question, do we fully understand what we were meant to get out of both the good and the bad experiences? Do we fully understand the things that we think we understand when it comes to God, when it comes to relationship, if we haven't necessarily taken the time to learn the language and have a full understanding, both spiritually and practically, before moving forward? That's kind of where I'm at. Sorry to take 13, 14 minutes to kind of break that down, but I do believe that there's going to be more to come on this as I continue to research this, because I'm really interested about love. I'm interested about the deficiency because of the false understanding of what we think love is. And then there's so many other factors that come into that. But let's jump into it. From mystical to message. Now let's dive into the very personal purpose of the King's prophetic voice. We have been looking at recognizing God's prophetic voice. Why is it prophetic? Because God speaks things from eternity into time. That makes it prophetic. That makes it a divine insight into future things. And God's voice is truly prophetic. So I'll never forget some years back going through a very tough season that felt like it would never end? How many have been in that situation, that endless season, that endless cycle? I'm just saying, I have 11 listeners. It's 11:01 Pacific Standard Time. That's a lot of 111s. And I always tell you guys when I jump on here that the Holy Spirit starts showing me or starts speaking through numbers kind of as an indicator that I'm on the right track, like you are doing what I need you to do today in this hour, in this time. So how freaking phenomenal. I'm going to take a screenshot of that just so I have that. I always document. It's so important to me to prove that I'm not crazy. All right. And so how many have felt like you've been in a tough season that has never been, that is never ending? It just kind of seems like you're in this groundhog day. My lifeline was the very personal prophetic voice of God. That is the lifeline. And I think this is why this story time read is so important, is because a lot of us are experiencing some difficult seasons or some difficult situations or circumstances. And we really have to understand that being able to hang on to the voice of God, no matter how hard it gets, is a lifeline. It truly is a lifeline. As I was studying love and giving the word or the language a meaning and a true understanding, it was talking about how individuals who move in a sense of selflessness, right? They give and they pour out without expecting things in return, do so because they hang on to God. They hang on to who God is to them. And this type of individual that they were explaining in their research is those individuals who just serve others relentlessly without expectation of anything in return. And because they live in this perpetual cycle of servitude, that they really seem to come through really hard and difficult things in life because they're so centered on pouring and serving versus on receiving and taking. In the wee early hours one morning in my prayer room, God spoke to me in the quiet. When I couldn't sleep because of worries and stress of trying to work out how to navigate a painful season, I got up and I prayed. Sometimes my praying looked more like just sitting with God in the restlessness of the stuff with tears in my eyes and watching in the dark, expectantly waiting for first light to break through the horizon. How many have been in that situation where you really just don't have any words, right? You just, listen, God, I'm just here. Like, I don't have any words to express what I'm feeling. I don't want to partner with worry, stress, and anxiety because you say not to, but yet I'm still feeling it. So let me just sit here with you and wait for the break and dawn to come, right? You say these things cannot last always. I'm waiting for the always, right, to come to an end. God was using the sunrise to speak hope into my day after day. Watching the dawn break every morning spoke of an inexplainable hope to my soul. One day I clearly heard the voice of God say, "The light is beginning to break. Whatever your name is, I want you to fill in the blank. The light is beginning to break, Athena. The light is beginning to break in your season. Today, May 16th, 2022, the light is beginning to break." I'm prophetically speaking that, so you hear me repeating that because I'm releasing that into the atmosphere. I really want it to resonate in your mind, in your thoughts, in your heart, in your hope, in your faith. If you are in a difficult season and it has been difficult, God has been constantly, every time I come on and I put a microphone to my mouth, He's saying, there is a breaking happening. There is a wrapping up happening. There is a change happening. There is a manifestation happening. The light is beginning to break. Just like dawn breaks through the darkness every morning. I'll never forget that morning. Just like dawn breaks through darkness, the sunrise itself seems to prophesy. This season is shifting. Wow. This season is shifting, Athena, put your name in the blank. This season is shifting. Put your name there. Just as the sunlight pierces through, I am breaking through for you. Who is God talking to this morning? Just as the sunlight pierces through the darkness of night to bring about a new day, God is saying, I'm breaking through for you. I have tears writing this because I remember the struggle and pain of that season. And I remember the hope and courage that sunrise prophesied to me. It may have been just a sunrise to others, but to me, it was the very personal prophetic voice of God. And I believe in 2022 and in this season, whatever season you're in, God is really speaking in so many different new ways. For her, it was the daybreak, right? It was the coming or the rising of the sun. For some, it could be the blowing of wind. For some, it could be the falling of rain. It could be numbers, right? It could be colors. It could be things in nature. I was driving and I had gotten in the car and I closed the car and I was just minding my business and there was a ladybug on my hand. And thank God I'm not scared of ladybugs. But I looked at it and I opened the window to let it go, right? To release it. But I remember thinking, God, what are you saying? Like, what is the implications of this encounter with a ladybug? What I'm learning, even in the story time read, is that nothing is coincidental anymore for me, right? There is a meaning to everything. I believe that for God and for faith and for belief, right? In certain religious contexts, that there is a meaning to everything. But are we looking for the meaning? Are we aware that there is something in all of the different experiences that we experience throughout the day? Or are we so lost in the rhetoric of, the hustle, the grind, the give and the take, right? I wake up, I get dressed, I go to work, I come home, I eat, I entertain myself, I go to sleep, and I do it all over again, maybe to hang out with friends, maybe to go places, but there really is no means to an end, right? And so I thought that was profound. So I said all of that to say, be looking for the everyday encounters from God. Be aware that He is always speaking through something, that it is not just coincidental. Truly, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hand, Psalms 19:1. I sometimes wonder why God didn't speak the first morning I watched for the light to rise. But I came to realize that the season of night watch or dawn watch became the prophetic word in itself. When I saw first light every day, I needed to wait and see the light break through. I needed to see the heavens declare and prophesy. I love this because, I'm trying to gather the thought, but oftentimes God is talking to us repetitively in a certain way, and we don't necessarily catch it until a span of time goes by. A lot of times the writing is on the wall, right? You've heard that saying, the writing is clearly on the wall, but we miss it many times because we're so focused on what we're giving power to, right? We're so focused on what seems bigger than us. We're so focused on the deficiencies or the inadequacies that we miss that God has been speaking through common thread all along, that there have been these subliminal messages happening. But I also believe that it's not necessarily that you and I are missing the writing on the wall as much as it is there's a season and a time for everything. And it takes that season to come, those experiences to happen through time for us to fully grasp when we're made aware or when our eyes are open to be able to see, God, you had been speaking all of the time, but maybe I wouldn't have necessarily gotten it. And it's 11:11, by the way, Pacific Standard Time. Maybe I wouldn't have never gotten it if you had allowed me to see it too early. Discovering the purpose of his voice helps us understand the language he uses. I'm going to say that again. Discovering the purpose of God's voice helps us understand the language he uses. To discern the message of God's prophetic voice to us, recognizing the purpose oftentimes helps bring understanding to the symbolism used. Okay? For instance, a dream about warfare is often a call to intercession or God training us in the night hours for the season ahead. The images represent a battle in the spirit, and the emotions from the dream are purposed to evoke urgency to pray. When you understand God is good, even a call to prayer is his goodness. As we pray from victory, not for victory, with the added advantage of prophetically strategic insight. Understanding is key. This is why when we think of the seven spirits of God found in Isaiah and Revelation, it says the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and ultimately the spirit of God, right? We ask for those spirits to be a part of our everyday. We ask for God to allow us to move in the traits and the power of those attributes that make him, right? So that we have knowledge and understanding, which gives God's voice in our particular circumstance and situation purpose, and by which we have a better understanding to move forward. A personal message from God to you. The dream, sign, or encounter is a message from God. The message could simply be, it's time to pray. I love you and see you. Or purposefully designed to increase your faith or give you specific direction. Either way, the king is sending a message through his prophetic voice, and it is personal for you. I believe everyone experiences these subliminal messages, these prophetic messages. It's just a common practice or exercise of the muscle of awareness to begin to see them and allow the Spirit of God to illuminate them to you, by which you begin to seek out the understanding. If the purpose is to encourage you, receive it as encouragement. If the purpose is to stretch your faith, receive it as keys for growth. Now that's for me. I believe in this season that there has been some really difficult experiences, some really hard days, some really low lows. But I truly believe that the purpose of what I have experienced this year is to stretch my faith so that I trust God the more, and to receive keys for growth in an effort to do what God has called me to do. I hope I got some witnesses who agree in that on their season, or maybe now you can see the reason for some of the difficult experiences. It's not for you to feel bad. It's to stretch your faith. Faith increases our hope, right? And then growth allows us to move to the next level, to the next progression of our life. If the purpose is to provide insight into a situation you're facing, receive it as wisdom. Come on, somebody. It doesn't have to be super profound. If the purpose is to provide insight, right, clarity into a situation you're facing, you're experiencing, receive what God is showing you subliminally over and over again as wisdom. There may be multiple meanings, but often we know if something is revelation, encouragement, a call to prayer, or for the purpose of insight. Ask yourself, what is the purpose of this? God, what is the purpose of the numbers? God, what is the purpose of the ladybug? God, what is the purpose of the blowing of wind? God, what is the purpose of seeing this type of color of butterflies or seeing this type of car? You know, lately, I have been seeing Teslas, and it's not a big deal. It's a Tesla. Teslas have been around, right? They're not new. They're very uninteresting to me. I don't necessarily have an interest in Tesla. It's a very boring car. I am a buttons person. I love a car that has buttons. Buttons that I don't even know why or even have a need, but I want it to have buttons. It just makes it more interesting to me. Don't judge me. I just do. But when you get in Teslas, because we have them, there's not really many buttons. There is a screen. That's it. A screen. That's it. The screen has buttons, but again, they're within the screen. Super boring, super simplistic. So why am I seeing Teslas, and why is my awareness heightened? I don't have the answer to that yet, but it's very interesting. You know, we could potentially say, maybe God is going to give me a Tesla because I'm seeing Teslas everywhere. We can say, well, a Tesla is considered a car, so maybe it's talking about ministry. But if you dig deeper into it, maybe God is talking about the advancement of technology. Maybe God is talking about the unlimitless faith and belief of Elon Musk, who is always reaching for the more. See, if you begin to really look and seek out the why you're seeing this or you're experiencing that, it can oftentimes lead you into much deeper things. That's just my side note out of the book. Answering that question, the question is, what is the purpose of this? God, what is the purpose of me seeing Teslas everywhere? Why is it resonating with me this year in the month of May when Teslas have always been around and I've had zero interest? Is it because I have access to Teslas and I've driven them and I have ridden in them? Is it just because now that I, you know, you get a particular car and you begin to see that car everywhere? Is that what it is? Or is that experience of, I never really realized XYZ until I had an or experience with XYZ that I begin to see it all around me? Maybe God is talking through now that open revealed awareness that you brush off as, oh, it's just because I've had an experience with XYZ that I'm now able to see it. No, maybe that means that you're now able to see something that you didn't see before. The possibilities could be endless. Answering the question, what is the purpose of this, will help you understand the mystical or mystery and unlock the message. This is good, y'all. I got to get off before 11:30, but this is really good. I'm really uncovering and exploring some things. So I'm actually really just walking out my process out loud. So forgive me if that's boring to you, but yeah, super interesting. Never really looked at the Tesla scenario until today. The next section we're going is, don't overcomplicate the message. Come on, people. Keep it simple, silly. That has been a phrase one of my sisters have been saying, and that has been something I have been doing last week and this weekend. Keep it simple, silly. I am not jumping up to do any religious routines. I'm not jumping up to do really anything. I have literally kept it simple, practically, in every day up until today. And I have been thinking, God, how can I keep it simple? How can I keep it simple this week? What are some things I can change in my business practices to keep it simple? I'm trying to launch a new business and it has been very frustrating. How can I keep it simple, God? How can I keep it simple? So that I don't overcomplicate, so I don't become overwhelmed, so I don't become disinterested. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we have a propensity to overcomplicate things in our journey with God. God is and has always been the God who speaks. As our Heavenly Father, He's only invested in our heart. And many times God is speaking to us simply as the Father who loves us. Sometimes there's no deeper meaning than for Him to say, you are loved. Come on, somebody. That's for somebody today. God is saying, you are loved. There is often more revelation in the encounter to come, but don't overlook the personal message of love. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw this iPad, this laptop, and this phone. I just told y'all, Holy Spirit has taken me now on a journey of understanding the word love, giving it language and practicality by which we can begin to put our core values into action in the area of love. And here we are now talking about love. This is God's way of always confirming that I heard right, I'm hearing right, and I'm moving in the right direction. This is how I always get these aha moments or the clarity or insight or the confirmation from God. God will always give revelation. Revelation is always followed by confirmation. And sometimes for some of us, you'll get revelation, you'll need clarification, and then you'll get confirmation. I always say it happens like that without fail. There is often more revelation in the encounter to come, but don't overlook the personal message of love. For instance, gold dust can be a sign of his glory realm breaking in, or the atmosphere is changed for the miraculous. But it's also a miraculous sign and message of God's love for you. Don't miss the profound, simple message in the encounter when searching out the mystical. A lot of times God will do things supernaturally, like gold dust falling, or you've seen feathers or something else happening that is unexplainable. And sometimes we can overcomplicate it other than just saying, God, you're really just expressing your love. Maybe the ladybug was God just expressing his love, right? The beauty of that ladybug, the redness of the color of the ladybug. This particular ladybug, now that I think of it, she didn't have any spots necessarily. It just looked like a pure red ladybug. It could represent the mercy of God. It could represent the blood of Christ, the protection of God, the cleansing of God, right? The renewing of God that his blood brings. There's so many areas that we can go. Not overcomplicating the simplicity of the prophetic voice of the king unlocks the message from the mystical. Not overcomplicating the simplicity of the prophetic voice of the king unlocks the message from the mystical. God says, it is my glory to conceal matters. What is that? Mystery, right? It is the people of God, the believer's responsibility to seek out those concealed matters. Come on, somebody. The first time I saw gold dust, I felt so very loved by God. Gold dust is literally gold manifesting supernaturally, often on people's skin. I was overwhelmed with the thankfulness to Jesus, and seeing it also exponentially grew my faith. I didn't need to fully understand. I just knew my heart was charged with the wonder and childlike faith for Jesus. Years ago, I was in a hospital in a desperate way, medically speaking. I had been in isolation for about 4 weeks, which was far from fun. One evening, I had been sitting up praying for hours as the pain was intense and my situation was dire, but my hope was in God and his word. As I got back into the bed and began to drift off to sleep, I suddenly saw golden light stream into my hospital room, and floating within the golden beam of light were hundreds of tiny gold dust particles. My eyes were open. I wasn't asleep. It was beautiful. It was mystical. It was glorious. The atmosphere was suddenly charged with God's presence. I watched the golden beam of light move across the room till it settled on me, and the golden clouds swirled gently around me. I was in awe. I love that. I was in awe. I felt my faith surge. Eventually, it disappeared, but the peace of God remained. I could overanalyze this as it was an unusual encounter with my eyes open, but I knew it was God. I felt his presence so tangibly, and childlike faith arose. I've since studied the meaning of gold in the Bible, wow, and read about its connections to glory. But in that moment, the simple message of the encounter was that God was with me. I love this. This right here is so profound, not because of her experience, but at the beginning of this year, if you go to, I have so many messages, I can't even tell you which one to go to, but God had been talking to me through the color gold, And I have been seeing gold coins, gold bricks, and the color gold was just so attractive. That yellow pureness, right? You know, there's many different carats in gold, but the colors of gold change based on the purity. And I remember having this weekend encounter with God where I really began to explore the word gold, the color gold, its meanings and interpretations. And it was such a profound experience. And so to hear her bring this up, God is saying, I am with you. It's just so encouraging to my heart. And this is the thing, when we have experience with God, just because the time passes doesn't mean that the experience is over. God will bring it back to your remembrance. It was in a hospital room with no real medical hope, and this was my King Jesus sending me a personal message. I am with you. My faith certainly increased. I eventually fell asleep and then woke to what I thought was a nurse hand on my arm. When I opened my eyes, there was no nurse there, but I could feel a hand on my arm still. Again, I knew God was simply saying, I am with you and I love you. My healing was fast forward and accelerated recovery took place, enough so that I was released from the hospital in time to go home and attend to my daughter's 9th birthday party. Jesus is good. His mystical ways deliver very personal messages to us. Listen, that I'm going to put a pin in right there. We're going to come back and talk about relationships unlock revelation of the mystical. Relationships unlock revelation of the mystical. I love this story time read again because it really does open your eye to the many different ways that God may be speaking, may want to speak, has been speaking to you continuously, and he really is trying to get our attention and open up our understanding, give language, perspective, and insight to how he's speaking in the everyday. There is something about God wanting to be inclusive and a part of your everyday. I always say this thing is a lifestyle, but God is really driving it home that I really want to be a part of your everyday activity, your everyday decisions, your everyday thoughts, concerns, needs, wants, and the like. So I pray that this has blessed y'all. I pray that this has been something that has been helpful maybe to opening up your perspective to the things and the ways of God. I super enjoy you guys joining me. I'm going to close out. So all my podcast listeners on Life Unapologetic with Athena, I hope you enjoyed this episode and come back for more as we're going to continue. Let me tell you, we're going to continue this book, but there's so many more to come and so many other topics that I want to dive into that I'm going to bring you, my podcast listeners, and you who are on Wisdom. If you guys have not checked me out, go to my Instagram, Athena S. is my Instagram handle, A-T-H-Y-N-A-S. If you're on the Wisdom platform, you can definitely check it in my bio. If you're listening to the podcast, it is always in the show notes. Check it out, you guys. See if there's something that interests you. Give a follow. Remember, follows are digital currency, and I guess I know we all appreciate it. I appreciate you guys listening. Until the next episode, we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.